Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Games of the year can this team have? The Yankees win! The Yankees win! Oh my! I left the game! I left the game in the top of the ninth. I don't care. I got the result that I wanted. Wow! The Yankees come back to win that game. There are ghosts in that stadium. TWTW, the will to win. I love this team. I love Aaron Judge. I love the fans. I love everything about this season. I love the fact that I get to talk to you guys on WFAN. I left so I could be here. I have a job to do, and boy, do I plan on doing it tonight. Let's get right. Call me up, 877-337-6666. We're not sleeping tonight. That's one for the ages on arbitration eve. Imagine not saying Aaron Judge is worth $21 million or $1 billion tomorrow morning. Oh, boy. I'm so hyped. I don't think I'm going to go to sleep. I also had some coffee, a couple Pepsis during the game. But the adrenaline that the Yankees winning gives me, like, nothing makes me happier. And I think it's because it was against the hated Astros. And I was pumped for this series. I mean, I was looking forward to it. I got to lead roll call. Shout out to the Bleacher Creatures. Shout out to Mark holding me down and all the creatures, man. I'm not going to run through all your names, but shout out to Tina. Tina asked me if I wanted to lead roll call this year at some point, and I said, yeah, when the Astros come to town, it's wartime. The two best teams in the AL, I'd like to turn up on that day. And after I led roll call, I was thinking, oh, man, I'm cursed. Because you lead roll call and the Astros go up 3-0 fast. And I'm like, maybe this wasn't a good idea. And trying to get the roll call going was a challenge because all you heard in there was boo, boo. I said, all the boos, it's going to sound like Halloween. Well, the boos must have woke up the ghosts. The ghosts in Yankee Stadium wanted to see the Yankees get a win. And I'm trying to get the roll call started, and everybody's F. Altuve right away. Boo and F. Altuve. And I'm like, hey, let's get this roll call going. We got that off. Everyone acknowledged. All seven guys acknowledged. And like I said, they go down 3, but they come back. The Yankees come back. Giancarlo Stanton needed that. Giancarlo Stanton comes back and ties the game. New ball game. Exciting first inning. Whoa. This is playoff energy. This is postseason vibes. This is how it's going to be. A heavyweight battle. Houston versus New York. We don't like these guys. They don't like us. Okay, 6 runs scored in the first inning. And then it went quiet. and I left the bleachers, and I moved around. See, I'm a busybody in the stadium. I move around, I make my rounds, I say hello to people, people that support me, people that have known me for years before the radio, before MLB Network, you know, people that are friends from high school or college that are in the stadium just, you know, a couple times a year. I go, you know, say hello. So I bopped around, and I finally get to my seat in Delta, and as soon as I sit down, Yordan Alvarez, boop, home run. I'm like, come on. Are you serious? He's ridiculous, by the way. We got to deal with him for three more nights. Got out of this one. But then the Yankees' bats went quiet. The Yankees only had two hits until the ninth inning. They only had two hits. I repeat, two hits. I'm like, what is going on? The fans were so into it, and then the fans got taken out of it with the three runs early, and then right back into it with the three runs, and then quiet for a little bit, then the three runs again. Then you're down 6-3 for 6 innings. And the vibes in there were weird. The conversations in there weren't positive. People are talking down. In my head, I'm like, man, this home win streak's going to end. We're on a nice little run here. I'm monitoring the traffic. The NBA draft is going on. I'm keeping an eye on that. And I'm thinking to myself, okay, I got to head to Tribeca. It's going to take me about 40 minutes. There's some rain. There's some traffic. Bottom of the eighth. Do the Yankees have a rally in their bones? Yes, that is all they have in their bones when it's crunch time. I mean, these guys never say die. 27 outs. TWTW, the will to win. It's the sign of a champion. It's the sign of guys that know how good they are. And it ain't over till it's over, Yogi. I had to leave. I had to make a business decision. Like I said, I'm blessed to get to talk to you guys on WFAN. I'm just a Yankees fan like you are. And I'm blessed to get to come here after a win like that and take calls and talk about different things in the game. And I'm listening to John and Susan call the bottom of the ninth. And I'm like, all right, let's see if we get something going. And I can't see the game, but we do start getting stuff going, right? You know, Gleyber walks. And then Aaron Hicks, who I hear people talk down about all through the stadium every time he comes up to the plate. Aaron Hicks always seems to be up with two outs or in a tough situation or, you know, a time where we need him to come in. Put some respect on Aaron Hicks' name. He hits a homer. Giancarlo scores. Gleyber scores. A three-run shot to tie the game from Aaron Hicks. He's had a hot week from last Saturday to now. Go look up what Aaron Hicks has done. If you want to keep slandering that man's name, I cannot. TWTW, clutch genes all around. These are the New York Yankees. So IKF comes up, and IKF changed his walk-up song. Now he's playing Jay-Z. He had another song, but I think the Jay-Z track he has fits better. And IKF singles. And I'm listening, and I'm not watching, but I'm flying down the Harlem River Drive like, I think it's going to happen. I think it's going to happen. I don't care that I left. Just get the win. Just get the win. IKF, was he safe? Was he out? I still haven't seen the play. I was like, all right, I'm just going to, that doesn't matter. Watch the end. Look at the box score. Do the show. Sounded like he was safe. Whatever. Ruling on the field stands. It doesn't matter. Jose, 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 Jose. We were turning up for Jose. As soon as he came out, pregame bleachers were up for him. He singles on a line drive. DJ walks. But ladies and gentlemen, you know where we're going with this. MVP, MVP, MVP. Susan is describing the stadium. Everyone's standing. No one is left besides Keith McPherson. That's fine. Aaron Judge singles on a sharp line drive to left field. I watched the Astros broadcast. And they knew it right off the bat. That's it. That's it. 7-6, Yankees win. The ghosts in the stadium were activated. Did not want to see 44,000 be sad tonight. It was a great crowd in there. I loved that game. I'll never forget that game. Like I said, I got to lead the Bleacher Creatures in roll call. I thought I was cursed. I was like walking out of the stadium like, yo, never again. That's not my place. I'm a creature, but I can't leave roll call. Look what happened. Look what I did. And the Yankees bail me out. All those nerds on Astros Twitter, like all those Astro fans online got to shut up. And all of those haters that say, oh, wait till they play the Astros. Oh, wait till they play a good team. Wait till they go through the stretch of good teams. Well, we're in it. And that's the first one. Three more to go. But when you take a game like that, you take their souls. Those guys were ready. Houston, they knew what they had to do to silence everyone. And they came out and did that fast. J-Mo did not have it. There was a lot of hard hit balls all night. But you know what? New York Penn Station, all stops here. No matter who comes out of that pen, they just get stops, nails, shut. Lucas Lickey, you are appreciated. Albert Abreu, welcome back. You are appreciated. Miguel Castro gets the win. I love this team. There's so many things that I want to say, but I know I'm not going to get to say everything. Shout out to everyone that said hello to me tonight. Shout out to all the fans that were believing, even the fans that left to beat traffic and had to be somewhere else. It was Pride Night. Glad that the Yankees have a Pride Night. I remember when they did not. It hasn't been forever. And all in all, the Yankees get a win to open up this series against the second best team in the AL. The Yankees are 52-18. Tomorrow night is Nasty Nestor T-shirt night. Justin Verlander versus Luis Severino. If you don't have a ticket, you should probably look into that. Everything is going right back up Friday night in the Boogie Down Bronx.
The Fan is on your smart speaker. To listen to the home of New York sports, just say, hey, Alexa, play WFAN.
Yes, sir. Let's go, Yankees. Let's go, Yankees. Man, I made a joke in there. I was like, the F. Altuve chant is more popular than Let's Go, Yankees. Keith McPherson on the Fan, checking in on Arbitration Eve, June 23rd. After the Yankees defeat those crooked crooks, the Houston Astros, 7-6, scoring four runs in the ninth. Aaron Hicks, a lot of people were talking about Hicks admiring that triple in Tampa, right? You could tell he wanted that one to go out, but whoo, he got all that one tonight. And I don't care what he did after that. Turned the place upside down. I was not in there, but I could hear it, and I've watched it. And I wasn't supposed to be in there. I'm so superstitious about baseball. I literally was hanging my head. Like I said, I led the roll call tonight, which is an honor. You know, I love all my friends that are Bleacher Creatures. And it's funny, a lady came up to me after I was done. She was like, you were great, but what happened to Vinny? Shout out to BV and shout out to Mark. Mark looks at her and goes, Ball Vinny hasn't been here in 7 years. BV is posted up on the block outside Billy's. I know Billy's is going up right now. I'm looking at everybody's social media posts. Billy's is rocking right now. That's where I would be. That's where I would be. I'm dead sober. I'm blessed to do this job. And this is a complete different show tonight because the Yankees came through. And they just keep finding ways. And, of course, it comes down to Aaron Judge, with no doubts. I don't care if they reverse the call, whatever. Man, it would come down to Judge, and Judge gets it done. Jameson Taillon, rough night, but it doesn't matter. These guys pick each other up. They're never out of it. They're never out of it. It's a special year. Shout out to Willie Randolph. Shout out to Andrew Levy. I went up and met Willie Randolph today. That blew me away. Just have wanted to meet Willie Randolph for a long time, admired him, and, you know, I'd seen him around and just got to shake his hand and talk baseball with him for a little bit, and that was the highlight of the night for me while we were going hitless and scoreless for multiple innings. And, man, it was just a special night. So many people in there, 44,000, 71 was the total. I expect that to be 45 tomorrow, maybe more. And the weather, like it rained, but it like drizzled. It drizzled for a couple innings, and they didn't stop the game because it was just a light like rain on us, but nothing, no thunder, nothing that was stopping anything. Maybe, you know, getting some fans a little soggy, but didn't matter. Everybody was in there having a good time. And the Yankees pull off another win. That's one that I said in my open, how many games of the year can one team have? It's every week. There's two games of the year every week. There's comeback victories. My guy, Joe's McFly, threw out a stat. He's like, hey, he's like, you leaving? I'm like, bro, I have to. The only game, I've been to 16 games this year. The only game I stayed for was the last walk-off win with Rizzo walking us off against the Rays, hitting that home run. And I raced to WFAN and got here with maybe 5-10 minutes to spare. I didn't want to do that tonight with the traffic, with the rain, with the NBA draft. We were down 3. On my Instagram, I'm walking out, and I'm like, 27 outs, never say die. Do the Yankees have a rally in their bones? I'm like, no, I'm taking the L, and the L is for leaving. I never used to leave games early. I want to hear Frank. I want to sing Frank twice. But, man, to be on WFAN while people are driving home from the game, living in this, people are texting their friends about this, people are tweeting about this, people are spreading the news. Start spreading the news. Literally, spread the news. Tell everyone. The Yankees are ridiculous. And if you were there tonight, you got to see arguably the game of the year. I think that's the game of the year. They just keep topping all the games of the year. That is game of the year because of the stakes. It would have been a complete different show for me tonight, and it would have been a complete different narrative tomorrow when everybody talks about what just went down in the Bronx. Oh, well, the Yankees' bats went quiet. That had a postseason environment, kind of similar to the Yankees' bats going quiet against the Astros in postseason before. No. Different year. Different team, different vibe, different energy. We've learned from the past. We've learned from those times. And these guys collectively pick each other up, find ways to win. TW, the will to win, the whole game. Doesn't matter. And there were some close breaks, right? When Cole Tucker robbed that potential home run from Rizzo, like, there were some other moments in the game, you know, where you're like, this is really a game of inches, man. And all you give them an inch, they're going to take a mile. It's all the Yankees needed at the end. I'm just looking at the box score and looking at Twitter and watching Yes Network, who they're you know, Yankees Encore. They just started Yankees Encore. They're starting a game again. So if you're home and you want to watch this one and live in it again, do that. Call me up. Let's talk about it. 877-337-6666. I got to switch studios. And when I come back, it'll be morning time. I'll see you on the other side. Keith McPherson on the Fan. Stay with me. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.